MSO Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be here once again.
All right. Well, the Major League Baseball is getting ready for the playoffs, but I don't think the Red Sox are. So what's the latest with the with our Boston Red Sox?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, we're limping along to the end of the season. Fortunately, it's just a little over a week away. And last night, the Red Sox are down in Miami, getting doubled up by the Marlins 8-4. Red Sox find themselves 18-32 in last place in the AL East. That's good for 13.5 games behind the first place Rays. There's just 10 games left to play in the season, so do a little math, and you know the season is over for the Red Sox.
You got it. All right, so player notes with the team, what do we got?
Well, back on Tuesday, Tanner Houck became the first Red Sox starting pitcher to win his Major League debut since Eduardo Rodriguez back in 2015. He tossed 5 shutout innings, struck out 7 Marlins, and Houck is going to donate $100 for every strikeout for his Pitch for Adoption campaign. So a bright spot in Red Sox Nation with Tanner Houck, a little something to look forward to. In the future, the Red Sox possibly developing a starting pitcher.
Is he any relation to the legendary Yankee manager back in the 60s, Ralph Houck?
No relation, different spelling.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay, all right. All right, and the Bobby Dalbec home run string ended.
Yes, it did, but yes, another young player that Red Sox fans hopefully will be able to watch for years to come doing some good things. Last Thursday, he hit a home run in his 5th straight game, his 6th in his first 10 games, becoming the first Sox player to start his career in that fashion. Dalbec became the 5th player in Major League history to hit 6 home runs in his first 10 games. Dalbec became the 6th Red Sox player to hit a home run in 5 straight games. He's joined the likes of Ted Williams, Jimmy Fox, George Scott, Dick Stewart, and of course, Jose Canseco.
We often talk about records being set in baseball. This is one I was aware of this past week, but I was surprised that it hadn't been broken. Tell me about it. The Rays.
Ooh, the one on back on Friday in St. Petersburg, the Rays started a lineup with 9 pure left-handed hitters, first time done in the modern era. That's since 1901. Of course, that doesn't take into effect a left-handed batter who would be a switch hitter. But yeah, I was surprised as well, Bill, when that was announced before the game. I never really gave it much thought before. But there you go. I'm sure there's been lineups with 9 pure right-handed hitters many times in the past, but first time with pure left-handed hitters, so that was a interesting little move by the Rays in that game.
Now, Andy, are you saying this because there are more right-handed batters than left-handed batters? Is that your thinking?
Possibly. I think I'll go with that. Why not?
Okay. All right, Andy, now that I've totally sidetracked you, what else is happening with the Red Sox?
Well, they made some player moves, if you will. Some players heading to the IL to wrap up the season. Pitchers Zach Godley, Austin Bryce, Andrew Triggs, and Kyle Hart. And pitchers Matt Hall, Dylan Covey, Robert Stark recalled from the Pawtucket alternate site. Utility man Jose Peraza was sent to the alternate site in Pawtucket. And catcher Jonathan Lucroy, who had a brief cup of coffee with the team earlier this season, was released from the alternate training site, and he quickly signed with the Phillies.
Major League Baseball playoffs. That pitcher is coming into focus and how they're going to do it. So what do we know?
Well, they're going to do the bubble format for the postseason after the first round. The wild card series will be held at the teams with the higher seed. Then the American League Division Series will be held in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium and in San Diego. National League Division Series held in Arlington and Houston. American League Championship Series will be played in San Diego. National League Championship Series in Arlington. Then the World Series will be in Arlington at the new Globe Life Field, marking the first time since 1944 when Sportsman's Park in St. Louis that a World Series was held in just one location.
Interesting. And a neutral site up. Well, yeah, a neutral site. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yep. In that World Series, of course, you have the Cardinals taking on the St. Louis Browns.
All right.
Major League Baseball also announced that alcohol is being banned from postseason celebrations, and any celebrations among the players has to be done on the field, not in the locker rooms.
Well, that's just to be safe, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's all about, I guess, some social distancing possibly and this, that, and the other thing. So that's the new playoff format for 2020. We'll have to see how it all plays out. And the Dodgers, they became actually the first team. They did it last night. They clinched the postseason spot for the first time. So that I'm sure we'll see some more teams coming up shortly with those situations that they'll be going to the postseason, but Dodgers first with Mookie Betts leading the charge, Red Sox fans, so you'll have to watch him throughout the postseason as well. Also last night, the Yankees, for the first time in their franchise history, hit at least 6 home runs in back-to-back games. The Bronx Bombers getting into form for the stretch run.
Oh, man, there you go. After a little stall at some point, they're back, huh?
Never count them out.
Exactly. That's what I believe. Other baseball news, Andy?
Well, two-game series this week between the Giants and Mariners in Seattle postponed back on Tuesday and Wednesday because of poor air quality from the West Coast wildfires. That series was shifted to San Francisco. They played there last night, and they'll play there again tonight back on Tuesday. The Yankees' DJ LeMahieu homered on a pitch from infielder Santiago Espinal of the Blue Jays, clocked at 48 miles per hour. And Espinal was being used in mop-up duty as the Yankees routed the Blue Jays that night 20-6.
Oh, there is a chance for me to make it to the major leagues.
We could maybe handle a 48-mile-an-hour pitch. I saw the highlight of that. There's a nice little lob pitch on in, so I think we could get a few cuts in.
I wouldn't guarantee I can get up to, I don't know what I would be, but yeah, that'd be great. And I know there's other names in the news as well.
Of course there always is, Bill. On Sunday, Cubs Alex Mills becomes the second player this season to throw a no-hitter as he blanked the Brewers 12-0. Also back on Sunday, Angels-designated hitter Albert Pujols hit career home run number 660 that tied him with Willie Mays for fifth place on the all-time list.
Do we have a Pablo Sandoval update, Andy, for me?
Of course we do. We always have to get Pablo in there when we can, and he was released by the Giants on Sunday. But then on Monday, he signed a minor league deal with the Braves. So he was not at work all that long. I was actually surprised on Monday to see that he re-signed so quickly. I figured once he got cut by the Giants, he'd be sent home and call it a career. But I guess the Braves will keep him around in their alternate site just for a little insurance in case he may be needed for the postseason run.
Man, those pandas are just so lovable. You gotta, if you're the ones available, you got to grab one.
Absolutely. There you go.
All right. And now, oh, I know. I was listening on the Mets have more or less sold, right?
Yeah, that little on-again, off-again sale appears to have gone through. The Wilpon family has finally reached an agreement to sell the franchise to billionaire Steve Cohen, $2.4 billion. I could only come up with $2 billion myself, Bill, so I was out of the running. The deal has been in the works for almost a year, but it still has to be approved by Major League Baseball owners. I believe it's 23 of the 30 owners have to approve the sale. That'll upcoming winter meetings that'll be voted on. I'm sure that will probably go through. And we'll see if the Mets can change their fortune and maybe spend a little more money, get some better players in there, and try to compete with their cross-river rivals, the Yankees.
Yeah, now I feel bad about not joining A-Rod and J-Lo for that for a bid now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right. There's no baseball expansion, but there is talks to bring a team to Nashville, right?
Yeah, there's talk of expansion potentially down the road or relocation, and singer Justin Timberlake has joined a group of investors trying to bring a team to Nashville, and we mentioned a few reports back that Dave Dombrowski is also working with that group, so he's back in the fold trying to work in Major League Baseball, so we'll have to keep an eye on that down the road. Nothing is imminent, of course. It could be a couple of years in the future, but we'll have to see if something happens on that end.
Yeah, that's the only way you and I could get into baseball, if we had our own team, I think, right?
Yeah, probably. That's it. That's it. Unless someone just felt bad for us and just let us in anyways. Who knows?
Oh, man. Andy, I don't know if I have time to do this. Do you have a minute or two or not? Additional minute or not?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hey, so I was just thinking here. 78 Red Sox, Yankees, they had their playoff game now, back in 1978 on October 2nd, rather, that special one-game playoff game. And I heard some people mentioning that team the other day, and some of those names bring back memory. You got Goose Gossage in the pitching staff, Catfish Hunter, Ron Guidry, Andy Messersmith, Sparky Lyle. Infielders included the legendary Bucky Dent, Willie Randolph, Fred Stanley. But in the outfield, you had the legendary Reggie Jackson, Lou Piniella, Mickey Rivers, and so on. So, and of course, Thurman Munson as a catcher on that 78 team.
Oh, absolutely, great names all around, no question about it.
Yeah, what a team and era that was for the Billy Martin, George Steinbrenner Yankees, I guess back then, right?
And the Red Sox had some formidable names themselves going up against the Yankees in that game. Of course, the Red Sox blowing a 14-game lead in the American League East back in July to end up having to play that playoff game. And obviously it was a close game, came down right to the end, and Yaz popping up the Greg Nettles to finish off the game with the potential tying run on base. And I was 7 years old when that game was played, Bill. I remember coming home from school, sitting in the kitchen watching that game on a small little color TV, and I can assure you that I definitely said when that game ended, I slammed the table, and I said, this team is never going to win anything.
Yeah.
And I cried like a baby when that happened. So it took until 2004 before my prediction can go by the wayside, but I was already a negative Red Sox fan at age 7, Bill.
that'll do it for you. It was a traumatic game for sure. And I was at that game, Andy. I think we've talked about it. But
I remember you saying that. And one of our other friends in the radio business, Mike Ellis, was there as well.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Yeah. So I always give him a hard time because I say, oh, you say you were there. I said, let me see the ticket stub. Where's the program? Did you keep score? Let me see proof that you were there.
Yeah, that's true.
He was standing. He got a seat in the last row of the grandstand behind home plate is where his seat was.
Yeah. We were there the day before for a game we had planned to go to for years. Well, not for years. What am I talking about? For months, anyways. We had tickets for that game on Sunday, and then they started selling tickets for Monday when it got apparent that there was going to be a game. So that's how we got it to there. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I think Mike had said he was still a student at Boston College at that time.
Yeah.
And, when they knew there was going to be a game, he raced down there with some of his buddies.
There you go.
And got tickets. So.
Those were the days, 1978. Well, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewsSports.com.